ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 11, text number 25. Shri Badaraya Niruvacha Atadishad Dig Vijaye Bratrin Stri Bhuvaneshwaraha Admanam Darshayan Swanam Purim Aikshita Sanugaha. Shri Bharanaya Niruvacha Atadishad Digvijaye Bratrin Sri Bhuvaneshwaraha Admanam Darshayan Swanam Pudim Aikshita Sanugaha. Shri Badaraya Niruvacha Bratrin Sri Bhuvaneshwaraha Atmanam Darshayan Swanam Pudimaiksh. Vaishnavis, Shri Badaraya Niruvacha Atadisha Digvijaye Bratrin Sri Bhuvaneshwaraha Atmanam Darshayan Swanam Purim Aikshita Sanugaha. Una mas, por favor. Say the first line, Shri Badaraya Niruvacha. Shri Badaraya Niruvacha Atadisha Digvijaye Bratrin Sri Bhuvaneshwaraha Atmanam Darshayan Swanam Pudim Aikshita Sanuga. Shri Badaraini Uvacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Atta, hereafter, when the Lord accepted the throne on the request of Bharat, Adishat ordered Digvijaye to conquer all the world. Bratrin, his younger brothers, Sri Bhuvana Ishwaraha, the Lord of the universe, Admanam, personally, himself, Darshayan, giving audience, Swanam, to the family members and the citizens, Puring, the city, Aikshata, supervised, Saanugaha, with other assistants. Translation. Shukadev Goswami replied, after accepting the throne of the government by the fervent request of his younger brother Bharat, Lord Ramachandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all the citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. Would you like to repeat? Only two of you? Okay. Shukadev Goswami replied, After accepting the throne of the government, by the fervent request of his younger brother, Bharata, Lord Ramachandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all the citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not allow any of his devotees or assistants to be engaged in sense gratification. The younger brothers of Lord Ramachandra were at home enjoying the personal presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Lord ordered them to go out and achieve victory all over the world. It was the custom, and this custom in some places is still current, that all other kings would have to accept the supremacy of the emperor. If the king of a small state did not accept the emperor's supremacy, there would be a fight, and the king of the small state would be obliged to accept the emperor as supreme. Otherwise, it would not be possible for the emperor to rule the country. Lord Ramachandra showed his favor to his brothers by ordering them to go out. Many of the Lord's devotees residing in Vrindavan have taken the vow not to leave Vrindavan to preach Krishna consciousness. But the Lord says that Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world in every town and every village. This is the open order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivite ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. A pure devotee, therefore, must execute the order of the Lord and must not gratify his senses by remaining stagnant in one place, falsely proud, thinking that because he does not leave Vrindavan but chants in a solitary place, he has become a great devotee. A devotee must carry out the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare deka tare kaha Krishnu padesh. Every devotee, therefore, should spread Krishna consciousness by preaching, asking whomever he meets to accept the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is everyone okay? The Lord says, Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. What does he say? Correct. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the order of the Lord, who speaks as the Supreme Emperor. Everyone should be induced to accept this order, for this is victory, Digvijay. Everyone should be induced to accept this order, for this is victory, Digvijay. Everyone should be induced to accept this order, for this is victory, Digvijay. And it is the duty of the soldier, the devotee, to impress upon everyone this philosophy of life. Of course, those who are Kanishta Adhikaris do not preach, but the Lord shows mercy to them also, as he did by staying personally in Ayodhya to give audience to the people in general. One should not mistakenly think that the Lord asked his younger brothers to leave Ayodhya because he especially favored the citizens. The Lord is merciful to everyone, and he knows how to show his favor to each individual person according to his capacity. One who abides by the order of the Lord is a pure devotee. Om Agyanati Madandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Tadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanditam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Barshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Pravade Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupanugha Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virvava Bhomestvam Nirdesasa Janapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padamboja Radha Madana Mohano Divyavrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnangara Singhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Deva Prishtali Bisevya Mano Smarami Srimandra Sarasaram Vivam Shiva Tatatastitaha Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsidevyai Priyayai Keshavasicha Vishnu Bhakti Pradidevi Satyavataya Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Muk Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami yuge yuge Manmana bhava madbhakto Madhyaji mam namaskuru Mami vaishyasi yukvaivam Atmanam atparayanaha Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam shararam braja aham tang sarva papebhyo mokshayishami masuchaha shushushro shradanasya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punyatirta nishevanat shinvatam swakata krishna punya shavana kirtana hridyantaksto hibhadrani vitunoti suritsatam nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata yutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki tadara jastamo bhava kamaloba dayashtaye chaitaiter anavidham stitam sattve prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangas jayate vidite hridaya grantish chijante sarva samshaya shiyante chasya karmani drishtai vatmanishvare jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhara shivasadi gaura bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Bhadarayana Uvacha, Atad Yisha Digvijaye, Bratrin Sri Bhuvaneshwaraha, Atmanam Darshayan Svanam, Purim Aishita Sanugaha. Shukadev Goswami replied, after accepting the throne of the government by the fervent request of his younger brother, Bharat, Lord Ramachandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all the citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. My humble obeisances to all the exalted Vaishnavas. Thank you very much for this opportunity to be with you. In this verse, in this purport, Prabhupada comes to this military terminology. Prabhupada's vira rasa, where he wants to fight with the world to spread Krishna consciousness, is evident in the way he wrote his letters when he wrote at the top of them, Camp Baroda, Camp Los Angeles. And he saw it as a war against Maya. In fact, he used military terminology when he talked about book distribution. He said, we're fighting with Maya. It's a war. And to fight Maya means to go out and drop hundreds and millions of books into the laps of conditioned souls, just like during wartime people drop bombs. So in this verse also, which is talking about the way in which Lord Ramachandra sent out his brothers to conquer the different directions, which was the custom at the time, Prabhupada immediately relates it to the Sankirtan movement and how one must become Digvijay. And that way that one becomes Digvijay is to take the open order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is about the best deal there is in the whole universe. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words inviting us to engage in the Sankirtan movement, and as Prabhupada phrases it, it's an open order. It means that anybody can take it at any time to their full capacity, whatever capacity one has, one can take that order. And when one takes the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's immediate that one becomes connected to the internal energy of the Lord. Because, as Srila Prabhupada says in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in relationship to the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, that the direct order of the Lord is a manifestation of his internal potency. And it is by that potency that one comes to see the Lord face to face. So it's pretty exciting that there's an open order, isn't it? So what is the open order? It's just a small thing that can be taken care of within a few days, right? And not much room for many people. No. It's open for the whole world, the whole universe, anywhere and everywhere. One can go and spread the Sankirtan movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is deputizing everybody as a representative who just takes the open order. In fact, when Prabhupada was speaking to the devotees who were asking him about how the movement would go on, and specifically they were asking, how about initiation? How would that go on? Prabhupada had a few things to say, and then he interjected as an afterthought. He said that one who understands the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can become guru. Or one who understands the order of his spiritual master, which is the same order, he can become guru. And this is the prerequisite. One simply has to understand that there is an open order, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one has to take the order. So, leadership is defined in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam as the ability to understand this principle that one must deliver people. And I love the word Prabhupada uses in this purport. He says induce. At first it sounds like when you're inducing somebody, it may be a little bit aggressive. Does it to you? Just a little bit, maybe. I looked at the word, it comes from Latin, inducere, which means to lead. Ducere means to lead, and in means in. So, inducere means to lead someone in a particular direction. So, inducing means to bring somebody along in the right direction. Well, not necessarily in the right direction, but in our case, following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the spirit of the Shastra, which I mentioned, fifth canto, Guru Nasasyat Swajano Nasasyat Pitana Sasyan Apatishcha Sasyan Janani Tasasyan Daivam Natatsyan Apatishcha Sasyan Namocha Yedya Samapetyam Ritum Guru Nasasyat Swajano Nasasyat Pitana Sasyaj Janani Nasasyat Daivam natatsyan napatishcha sasyan namocha yedya samupretam ritum. Didn't get it completely perfect at the second time either. But the verse says that whatever kind of leader one is attempting to become, or whatever leadership role one is taking, whether it's as a diksha guru or as a mother or a father or any worshipable position, whatever position one is either asserting oneself for, or finds oneself suddenly pushed into, which often is the case, one should keep this principle in mind. Namoche yadyasam et petum rityum. One's idea should be to induce people to become free from birth, death, old age, and disease, and take to Krishna consciousness. It's an inducement. In fact, the whole material world, if you think about it, is a huge chance for Krishna to induce the living entities to go back home, back to Godhead. It's the Srishti Lila, during which, in the exhalation of Mahavishnu, there is unlimited opportunities for living entities to come in contact with the various incarnations of the Lord, the various representatives of the Lord, the Ganges, different Shastras. And it's mentioned also in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the process of destruction takes place when Anantadev becomes a little bit annoyed, actually angry, it says. Annoyed is a more modern word. He becomes angry that the living entities who have been offered so much opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness, and as Prabhupada says in his purport, to close down their business in the material world. Everyone's got a little business going on. They have a little chip in the game here. And Krishna comes along and gives a better deal, much better deal, and says, you know, just close your business. I'll take care of you. Go back to Godhead. But people keep playing the little business game. And they don't close it down. They don't listen. So Prabhupada says, Anantadev becomes angry. And from the forehead of a Sankarsana comes out the 11 Rudras. They come shooting out of his eyebrows, and they begin their dance of destruction. They burn down the universe because people aren't using it properly. So this indicates the intention of the Lord for the world. And the open order is that one can help him in the mission, which is to induce people, to lead them, to bring them closer to Krishna. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam Antyalila, excuse me, Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, it's mentioned that Haridas Thakur was particularly dear to the Lord. Prabhupada says he understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind, that he was in anxiety because the living entities are suffering in the material world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety can be relieved by those who take the open order and go out and induce people to take to Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada says that this is how one becomes an intimate devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by taking this idea to induce the living entities to come back. As far as our organization goes, our organization meaning our ISKCON society, there's a way in which we're organized around this principle as well. And it seems natural that when we keep this principle in the center of inducing those who come, leading those who come to Krishna consciousness, to hear and chant about Krishna, to come closer to him. And the leaders also, a leader means one who also takes this very seriously. I particularly noted the first verse in the Upadeshamrita, which says that one who can control all of one's urges, vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam chihva vegam udarapasta vegam itan vegam yo vishaheta dhira sarvam apimam prithivim nashishyat, that one who is controlled becomes a teacher for everyone else in the universe. Or it says everyone becomes his shishya, his disciple. So first of all, one must... One has the opportunity to carefully take up the process of Krishna consciousness and cultivate it. And by that, one feels inspired and then can lead others by that potency and can induce other people to take to Krishna consciousness. So leadership means first one must be the leader of one's senses, which are described in another shastra to be like bad masters, and one has to overcome the bad masters of the senses. Kamadinam katina katida palita durnideshas tesham jatamayina karuna natrapa no pashanti utsri jaitanata yarupate samprata labda buddhis tamayata sharanam apayam mamningshva madasye. The devotee who's advancing says, for how long and how many ways have I obeyed the bad masters of my senses? But no longer will I obey them. They've never given me time off. They've never given me mercy, and I never questioned them. But now my intelligence has awakened, labdha buddhi, and now I'm looking for personal service to Krishna, no longer serving my senses. So this is the foundational point of our Krishna consciousness movement, of all leadership, is to become the leader of one's own senses and to aspire for and be engaged in service to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And then one can go out as the Digvijay, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport. Lord Ramachandra sent out his younger brothers to conquer all the world, so Prabhupada says, we must also do the same thing. And this is victory. So victory over one's senses. And then one can go out. And this is the order of the Lord who speaks as the supreme emperor. Everyone should accept, be induced to accept this order, for this is victory. Digvijay. And inducing people all over the world to take to Krishna consciousness, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did in various ways. He took sannyas as an expedient measure to allow people to honor him so that they would make advancement in Krishna consciousness. And the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was very patient with Prakashananda Saraswati. He was very humble. But his full intention was to induce them to take to Krishna consciousness. So there's various ways of inducing people. There's a devotee of Lord Nityananda whose name was Gadadhar Das. And he was given the mission to go all over town, door to door, and induce people to chant Hare Krishna. And he was angry with the Qazi because the Qazi was trying to hinder the Sankirtan movement. So he went right in the Qazi's house. And he began screaming out that the Qazi had to come down. He had to take to Krishna consciousness. And the Qazi came down, normally a very brutal kind of person, but he was a little amused by the audacity of Gadadhar Das and said, "Listen, why don't you go home? Maybe I'll take to Krishna, to this Hare Krishna chanting another day." And Gadadhar Das began to dance in ecstasy and say, "Why do I have to wait for another day? You just said Hare Krishna." This is the prerogative of the devotees. They're always trying to induce people to chant Hare Krishna. And it reminds me, when we were going door to door not too long ago, I think it was in San Diego or Laguna Beach, anywhere, somewhere in Southern California, there's all these apartments that you can go to. There's so many, you can't even count them all in one lifetime. And behind them are people just sitting in there, as Prabhupada said in his poem before he came to America, looking down the road, waiting to see when our Nitai and Gaur are going to come and rescue me. If you were wondering what people were doing in there, that's what they're doing. They're looking out the window, when are Nitai and Gaur coming to rescue me? So when you knock on the door, don't be surprised if they're happy to see you. And I knocked on one door, and there was a very nicely dressed gentleman in his early 40s. He was on the way to work. He managed a fast food restaurant. And he was a devout Christian and a very civil person. And he talked to us for a while and declined our inducement to purchase a book. And so then we tried to induce him in another way by saying, do you believe in the power of prayer? And he said, yes, I do. And I handed him a card and I said, then, this is a beautiful prayer in Sanskrit that's meant to wake up pure love for God in your heart. And we repeat after me, are you ready? Which is usually what I say, because people might say no. So I say, are you ready? And then he said, oh no, I can't do that. And there were several devotees, maybe about seven. We were standing there watching him and talking to him. And I said, and he gave a long explanation. And he said, yeah, I just can't do this. And I said, well, can't do what? And he goes, say Hare Krishna. And all the devotees were standing there and went, Hare Bo! It's just, they were so happy that he said Hare Krishna. And according to the Shastra, Aho bhata shwa pachato garyanya jiva grevartate namatubhyam te pusta paste juhuvu sasna arya brahmana churnama granantiete. Devahuti says, oh, how wonderful it is. Somebody, if they just one time say Hare Krishna, even the tip of their tongue, even just one time, then this person is the greatest among all the other kinds of living entities. It's considered by Shastra that they've already performed so many pious works, gone to holy pilgrimage places and so forth. They're qualified people, become elevated so quickly. So, in the overall, the overarching goal of the Krishna consciousness movement is to take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. One of the ways in which we can connect ourselves and induce ourselves to always think of Krishna is by every day reading the Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna is personally present there and speaking to us directly. So to that end, we started an organization called CHAD, Chapter a Day, where everyone has the right, if they like to. No one can stop you. Even if you're put in prison, You can still do this, to chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day. Try it and see. If somebody tries to stop you, just say, no, I won't stop. I'm going to chant Hare Krishna and read my chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. And so if you chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, then you'll stay close to Krishna because he's personally present in the Bhagavad Gita. And also reading Srimad Bhagavatam, which is where Prabhupada is most available in his purports, just by staying close to the Srimad Bhagavatam every day, everyone can be guided very properly by hearing his purports. And sometimes it seems intimidating to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, but if one divides it up into small segments and reads a measured amount every day, one can finish the whole Bhagavatam within a given period of time. So if you read just 8 pages of the Bhagavatam every day, you'll finish the whole Bhagavatam in 5 years. And you'll be 5 years older in 5 years anyway. But if you read the whole Bhagavatam in 5 years, then you'll conquer Maya and you'll be directly connected to Krishna in a very profound way. And if you read 41 pages every day of the Bhagavatam, you'll finish in just 1 year. So this is the inspirational part of this purport that I picked up about Digvijay, conquer the senses and take this spirit out and induce people to chant Hare Krishna and organize whatever community you have and whatever project you're doing around this principle of guiding people to hear and chant and the spirit of going out and giving Krishna consciousness to other people. And now I'm going to take a few reflections just to see if we can't pull something else out. Yes, and here's the microphone. If you'll pass it back in an assembly line really quickly, all the way to the back where Keshav Bharti Maharaj has his hand up. Keshav Bharti Maharaj says he found this to be an inspirational class. He'd like to document the last point that I made about how important it is to read all of Srila Prabhupada's books and continue reading them for the rest of our lives. Not to start reading other things until one's assimilated what Srila Prabhupada has given. In the Madhya Lila chapter 25, text 178, there's a wonderful purport. He's going to try to repeat it verbatim. Everyone connected to the Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books that have been published. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat and sleep and fall down and miss the opportunity for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Hare Krishna. Yeah. As a fact, just something else about inducement that I on my mind, and that is that living entities in this world are called tatasta. And tatasta means that they're open to suggestion. You can experiment with this, but living entities everywhere, if you make a suggestion to them, they'll consider it. And the Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give this very strong suggestion to people that they can improve their lives, they can go back to Godhead simply by taking a Krishna consciousness. And everything we do is going towards helping the living entities do that. Jive doi Krishna nam sarva dharma sar. The essence of our process is to show mercy to the living entities by widely distributing the holy name of Krishna. Was there one more? Yes. Say it again. He said, what about? What about listening to Prabhupada lectures? Yes, you can get all the Prabhupada lectures, and you can even get them in chronological order, and then you can go through each one and listen to them from the very beginning to the very end, and then start over again. And in that way, you can constantly hear from Srila Prabhupada. Someone else? Vancha kalpadrubhascha kripasannabhevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande hari hari bol.